Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back. Never let it be said that I don't have a nose for what's going on in the news. I always can figure out what's the most controversial issue in the country. And it always winds up being exactly that. And what's at the center of every news story in America now? Voter ID and the Georgia voter ID law and all these woke corporations who just woke up one day and decided voter ID doesn't matter, ID doesn't matter, but they're all complete liars. And by the way, not only did I write a commentary about it that went viral over the weekend, and it's everywhere, attacking the biggest hypocrites that ever lived, Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, and the Catholic Church. But on top of that, I agreed over the weekend to a new book called The Great Patriot Boycott List. And it's going to be the list of the top 100 companies for conservatives and patriots to boycott and hound, literally hound to death, till you put them out of business or convince them, which is what I'd really rather have you do, convince them to get the hell out of politics and stop offending every conservative in America. So I'm going to do the homework over the next 30 days, try and have the book out within 45 to 60 days, which would put us right at the beginning of June. And it'll be a list of the email address, the physical address of the business, the phone number of the business, the names of the CEO and the board members. And you could contact them and hound them and hound them and hound them and convince them that you will never buy their products again till they stop this woke bullspit. And so I turned out to be right on the money because all of a sudden Trump comes out and says, we got to boycott him. And all of a sudden, it's in the news. What hypocrites all these companies are. I'll get to all of that in a minute. Let me read you my commentary. We were off for Good Friday, the Friday before Easter. So I never wasn't on the air on Friday, so I had no chance to read you my latest commentary. Let me also let you know who the guests are today, because we got a big day coming up. I can find it among thousands of notes. First of all, at half past hour number one, we've got Deidre Hairston, who's the pregnant 28-year-old mother with a 1-year-old child who was escorted by police out of Mass at Dallas's Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Holy cannoli, as Phil Rizzuto used to say when I grew up as a kid watching Yankee games. Holy cannoli. You got to be kidding me. The Catholic Church has gone bad. And we'll be talking about that. And it just so happens I spent time at the White House Christmas party with my beautiful fiancée, Cindy, and we met a husband and wife, became friends with them. This is their daughter. I wrote about it without knowing this is their daughter. What are the odds of that? And then at half past hour number two, we've got Charlie Kirk coming on the show, the founder and president of Turning Point USA, the conservative youth activist organization with over 250,000 student members, author of the MAGA Doctrine. And he's got a free tour event coming up tomorrow at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center, Ahern Hotel and Convention Center here in Las Vegas, targeting UNLV students. But everybody's allowed to come, and we'll have lots of things to talk about with Charlie Kirk as well. So big day ahead of us. Let me read you my commentary. An important Easter Sunday message for the Catholic Church, Major League Baseball, and Delta Airlines. Whether you realize it or not, we are at war. And I'm not referring to my initials, Wayne Allyn Root, war. American institutions, corporations, sports leagues, and even the Catholic Church are at war with the American people. But they're about to learn a priceless lesson. The ignorant, politically correct, woke dunces who run these institutions are all committing economic suicide. Why would any company, sports league, or religious institution get involved in taking sides in politics? Why would they risk offending and losing 50% or more of their customer base? And I would argue that baseball would be 60% or more Republicans in their customer base. I would argue that people flying have a certain amount of money, okay? And they're not poor, they're not welfare, they're not on food stamps, they're not your typical Democrat. People who fly for Delta Airlines and other airlines, also 60% or more Republicans. And then most importantly, the Catholic Church is 60% or more Republicans. So it's economic suicide to take sides against every single one of us who voted for Trump, which means you're literally peeing right in the face of 74 million Trump voters. And I keep saying that because I'm trying to be accurate as far as the media is concerned. You and I both know there were 80 million or more Trump voters. They cheated and they stole the election. So there's 80 million of us. We are the silent majority. How dare you offend us? How dare you reject us? How dare you denigrate us? How dare you ignore us? Now, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And I learned everything about business from my grandfather, the butcher. He taught me the keys to business success. Number one, the customer is always right. And number two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to number one. Hello? Is anybody home? Don't you see us? There are 74 million Trump voters, and we are the silent majority. We are your customers. Why would you openly offend us? Don't you see us? Do you want to lose half your customer base? Can you live without 74 million to 80 million customers? Don't look now, but that's exactly what's happening this Easter weekend. This was written for yesterday. Our country and society are imploding. Businesses are committing suicide. Institutions are committing suicide. They're surrendering to cancel culture. But in reality, they're only canceling themselves. Major League Baseball just announced they're moving the All-Star Game away from Atlanta to protest Georgia Republicans passing voter ID laws. Babe Ruth is rolling over in his grave right now. My advice? Now is the perfect time for 74 million Trump voters to cancel baseball. I won't watch one game this season. Bye-bye baseball. Delta Airlines just condemned those same Georgia voter ID laws. My advice? Now is the perfect time for 74 million Trump voters to cancel Delta Airlines. You might also ask Delta if this means passengers can now board their planes without showing ID. The next time Delta asks you for ID, cry, racist, racist, you're all racists. I will not show you my ID. But now we come to the dumbest move of all by the Catholic Church. Let's face it, the Catholic Church never calls the police on anyone, even the most vile, disgusting criminals on earth. As an example, if you confess to a priest you're a murderer or a mass murderer or a rapist or a Nazi or you beat your wife, no priest can report you to the police. The church considers any confession to be sacred. Priests can never disclose. They must take that confession to their grave. Or take the issue of illegal aliens, i.e. criminals, who have no right to be in our country. Has any priest in history ever called the police to rat out an illegal alien sitting inside their church? Not to my knowledge, never. Churches are a quote-unquote sanctuary. Everybody is protected inside a Catholic church. Yet days ago, Father Milton Ryan, a priest at Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, ratted out his own parishioner, Deidre Hairston. She'll be on our show in just a matter of minutes. Not a murderer, not a mass murderer, not a pedophile. Father Ryan called the police on a pregnant Catholic wife and mother of a one-year-old for not wearing a mask at church. She was dragged out of the church by police. She was threatened with arrest. Church authorities took photos of her license plate. She was informed she'd never be welcome at that church again. So let's recap. The church ignores murder confessions, protects criminal illegal aliens, but calls the police on pregnant Catholic mothers who won't wear a mask. What would Jesus say? Is this a spiritual way to treat a member of your church? A pregnant mother? Is not wearing a mask now a crime worse than pedophile priests or murderers to the Catholic Church? Most Catholics I know are Republican conservative Trump voters. The church just spit in their face. It's time for, excuse the pun, a come to Jesus moment. My advice, it's time for all good Catholics, especially the Republican conservative variety, which describes every Catholic I know, to call their local Catholic diocese, and let them know you'll not be donating another dollar to the church until Father Milton Ryan is removed from Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, and the Catholic Church makes a national public apology to the pregnant Catholic mother. I think Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, and the Catholic Church are all about to learn a lesson about business from my grandfather, the butcher. The customer is always right. Happy Easter, and God bless America. So there was my column, and before I get to all the articles today and all the news stories today that show you that we are at war and that it's time to fight back and there is no other choice now. I've always been against boycotts, by the way. I don't believe in boycotts. I'm a capitalist. I believe in everybody doing what they want to do, buying what they want to buy, selling what they want to sell, but no more. These companies are vicious. These companies are idiots. These company CEOs are dunces. These companies don't care about us. They hate us, and it's time to take them out. But before I get to that, I got to mention one quick thing. It was Joe Biden who said just weeks ago that his son Hunter is the smartest person he knows. That's a paraphrase. I don't remember the exact words, but something to the effect of Hunter is the smartest guy I know. Oh, no, here's the quote. This is the exact quote. Joe Biden said, my son Hunter is the smartest guy I know. And Hunter admitted over the weekend that he mistook Parmesan cheese crumbs on the ground for crack cocaine and he smoked Parmesan cheese. This is the smartest guy our brain-dead president with dementia knows. This is Joe Biden's deviant spawn who admitted, here's the quote, I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that resembles crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone you know. I went for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka throughout that entire time. Hunter Biden is the smartest guy I know, said Joe Biden. So the people he knows are actually dumber than a guy who snorts Parmesan cheese. That's the president of your United States. No wonder we're going to hell, moron. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news.
You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high.
But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill at rockstar.today. That's bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill at rockstar.today. That's bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They
paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio Network. KBET, 790 AM, flagship station here in Las Vegas. Lots of stations around the country as well. Great to have you with us. Welcome back from Easter weekend. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because there's a big event coming up in Las Vegas this weekend, and it's free. It's called We the People, the newest grassroots group in Vegas. And, of course, you know, Wayne Root's associated with a grassroots group. What a big pun there. They started in Arizona. They are the group responsible for Arizona's forensic audit of the 2020 election. This group is for real. They make great things happen. They are conservative warriors for our Constitution, election integrity, and the will of the American people. And now they're here in Vegas to take back our state. Boy, do we have to take back Nevada. We the People Nevada Alliance is launching its first big event ever on Saturday, April 10th. That's this Saturday. How could this Saturday already be April 10th? Wow. At the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center at 300 West Sahara near the Strip. It's where thousands of you showed up for my last two Trump parades. It's coming up fast. It's coming Saturday at Ahern Hotel at 4 p.m., and it's free. The keynote speaker is none other than Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, I know that guy. Other speakers include Mike Lindell of MyPillow, George Papadopoulos, Patrick Byrne of Overstock.com, Jovan Pulitzer, and local Nevada GOP political stars. Make sure you RSVP right now. The event's free. Great speakers, great content. We the People will take back our state. RSVP at WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com. WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com, or go to Eventbrite and search Fight for Freedom. Fight for Freedom at Eventbrite. And all you need to know is Ahern Hotel, April 10th, this Saturday, 4 p.m. It's free. Doors open at 3. That's the story. So I want to mention something before I get to all this, you know, voter ID stuff. This is the last year that federal data is available, or I should say the latest year the federal data is available, 2018, Okay, that's all Democrats talk about. Guns, guns, guns. Oh, my God. Guns kill. Rifles kill. Oh, my God. Falling down killed 126 times more people than rifles of any kind. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. We've got to ban falling. We got to ban old people falling. It's got to be banned. It's got to be banned now. We got to be hysterical about this. 126 times more people fell down and died than got killed by rifles. What are we worrying about rifles for? Worry about old people's feet, ankles, hips. Federal data on the causes of death in America shows recently as 2018 falling accounted for 126 times more fatalities than rifles, an inconvenient fact for Democrat lawmakers who are demanding a new round of nationwide gun controls. Here's the 2018 National Vital Statistics from the Centers for Disease Control. 37,455 people in America died from unintentional falls in the year 2018. Let me repeat that number again. 37,455 unintentional firearm deaths for 2018 came in at 458, which means accidental death by falling was 82 times more likely than accidental death via any kind of firearm. Okay? And then when it's you talk about rifles, 297 deaths from rifles of any kind. This means accidental death by rifles 126 times less often than death by falling. By the way, figures show death by hammers and clubs far exceeded death by rifles of any kind as well. 297 people killed by rifles that year. 443 killed with hammers, clubs, or other blunt objects. We got to ban forks, knives, spoons, hammers, and clubs. Lindsey Graham tells Dr. Fauci to go to the border and see the biggest super spreader event in the nation. Lindsey must be listening to my show, too. It's amazing how often Republican leaders, including Lindsey Graham, including Donald Trump himself, every time I say something, it comes out of their mouth a day later. Just like in 2012, I said on my show, Mitt Romney has got to say the Republican Party is not the party of the rich. It's the party of anyone who ever wants a chance to be rich. That was my dad, the butcher, invented that saying in the 1960s, and it was a great saying, and Mitt Romney should have used it. And the next day, Mitt Romney used it at a speech. I think it was in Missouri. He gave a speech at some conference in Missouri, and he said the Republican Party isn't the party of the rich. It's the party of anyone who ever wants the chance to be rich. He quoted directly from me. Of course, never gave me credit. And Trump, during his 4 years of the presidency, three-quarters of the things that came out of his mouth came directly out of my mouth on Newsmax TV or here on USA Radio Network. And so all I could tell you is I'm a man ahead of my time, and I've talked about nonstop on this show that what's happening on the border is so incredible. If you believe COVID's bad, how could you possibly let thousands of people a day through the border with COVID? It makes no sense. And then let them spread out across America and take planes across America, sit next to American citizens, drop off at bus stops with American citizens, put their kids in schools with American citizens so we could all die.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Border Patrol announced on Monday that agents arrested two Yemeni men who were on the FBI's terrorist watch list over the past 2 months, confirming Republican lawmakers' reports that terrorism suspects were attempting to sneak into the country as part of the illegal immigrant surge. The men both nabbed near Calexico, California, after jumping the border. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott mincing no words by saying,
"The Biden administration's open border policies have created an open season for human traffickers, for drug smugglers, for cartels and gangs."
Senator Joe Manchin is not in favor of raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. That's part of President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. Manchin saying he would support a hike to 25%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Ellerud, I want to tell you a funny story. So, last Thursday, I believe it was, probably about this young, pregnant Catholic mom, I believe 28 years old, and her one-year-old son, a one-year-old child, I don't know if it's a boy or girl, we'll find out in a moment, who is pregnant and has a one-year-old and was in church at Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, and evidently the priest called the police on her because she wasn't wearing a mask and she was lighting a candle on her knees when the police officers came and literally dragged her out of the church. And I found it outrageous, and I made it the number one story on my national radio show, I believe Wednesday and Thursday, and then, of course, we took off for Good Friday. This is my first time back, but it turned out that she's the daughter of a friend of mine and my fiancée, Cindy. We went to the White House for the Christmas party. We were invited by President Trump. We go to the Christmas party. We meet two lovely people who are big Republicans from Dallas, Texas, and we spend probably an hour talking to them, at least, maybe an hour and a half. Most of the night we spent talking with this couple, and it turns out that this is their daughter that got dragged out of the church. And so her mom contacted my fiancée, Cindy, and said, Wayne's article, we read it. And we said, my God, we know Wayne. That's our daughter. Does he know that's our daughter? And, of course, I didn't know that Deirdre Hairston was the young gal escorted out of the church and that I knew her parents. And I met him at the White House Christmas party. Now I know. So I said, let's get her on the show. And here she is without further ado. Deirdre Hairston, welcome to the Wayne Ellerud Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let me make sure I get a couple of facts straight. So you are 28 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you're pregnant and you have a one-year-old boy or girl?
I have a one-year-old daughter.
Okay, one-year-old daughter. So you're at church. You're pregnant. You've got your one-year-old with you. And you're kneeling and lighting a candle, right? And at that moment, police come up to you and tell us what transpired after that exactly so I get the story right.
Right, right. So I actually was not lighting a candle. I had just received Holy Communion, so I was kneeling with the Eucharist on my tongue, holding my daughter when the police actually grabbed my arm and tried to tell me they were going to put me in handcuffs and arrest me if I did not leave with them right then and there, to which, of course, I did.
Did you walk out with them, or did they? It sounded like from the article, the story I read, that they grabbed you under the arm and they were going to drag you out. They didn't have to drag you out. You walked out voluntarily. How did that work?
I did walk out voluntarily because it was also shocking, very shocking. It happened very quickly. And when she was saying, you know, I'm going to put you in handcuffs and arrest you if you don't leave with me right now, and I was holding my daughter. And I am newly pregnant. I was afraid of, honestly, possibly getting tased or tackled, and I just wasn't looking for any problems at all. So we did comply and just simply walked out. But I mean, there were three police officers. It wasn't really optional, obviously, at all. Mm-hmm. So it was.
And the police officers, were they treating you like you were a criminal? Like, you know, you're robbing the church or something for not wearing a mask?
Yeah, I mean, after we left, they took down all my information. They took my license, and the usher took it upon himself to follow us out. He's yelling, you know, ticket her. She's never allowed back here again. He even takes a picture of my license plate.
Yes, I said that in the article. So at least I got that. I'm glad I got that right. You know, you get these stories written up, and the stories are kind of wrong. So you say something wrong, but it sounds like most of the story I got right, like 90%. So let me ask you a few things.
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't expect this in any church in America. It's shocking. It's wrong. What would Jesus say? He certainly would say this is ridiculous. But I would never expect it in a million years. You could push me over the feather if you said it would happen in Texas, let alone the big D, Dallas, Texas, which to me represents freedom and the Wild West frontier spirit and conservatism and mostly Republican state, and there's no mask mandate anymore. They took it away. How could this happen in Texas, let alone anywhere else in the country?
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. It's shocking. And like you said, we don't have a mask mandate anymore in our state. Our bishop has never declared a mask being required at any point. He's never said they were not either. He said they are. And his exact words are expected. Well, that's a very vague word.
Yes, very vague.
But being in Texas, and I think this is going on a lot more around the country in some way, shape, or form than we realize. You know, whether
I'm sure.
Even if you are attending any church that, quote, doesn't require masks, you know, in quotes, you're still treated like a leper. You know, you're still kind of getting nasty looks and dirty eyes and, you know, people just passing so much uncharitable judgment. It's very sad.
That's the right word. There it is, Deidre. That's the right word, judgment. This is scary because it's real judgment for something that's so minor. Did you read the article I wrote about your case, actually? It was syndicated all over the country. Did you get a chance to read it?
I did read it.
What I said was, and I'm not anti-Catholic in any way, shape, or form. I'm a Jewish kid who was born and raised in an all-Catholic neighborhood on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York. All my friends were either Italian or Irish. I knew nothing but Catholics. I went to church with them often. I was jealous. I wished I'd been born Catholic. I really wanted to be a Catholic, right? So I have nothing against Catholicism, but I noticed when they found pedophile priests, they never turned them into the police, ever. You know, they were trying to quiet about it all. And when people confessed in the confessional, they never turn them into the police. And when illegal aliens attend people's churches, they're sanctuaries, and nobody would ever dare turn them into the police. But yet you were turned in, and I found that so shocking, because they're trying to say in some way deep down that not wearing a mask is worse than all the other crimes in the confessional that people confess to. And I find that incredible and outrageous, and most of all, probably ridiculous.
I couldn't agree more. It's shocking. I mean, it's a little complex within the church in terms of, you know, going to police regarding what is said in confession. That's kind of a sacred.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying I get it. I just can't believe they did it with you.
Yes. And I think, too, what's also sad and scary is the lack of respect, I think, in churches now. And we consider that a sanctuary. And what was interesting is the police officer, I asked her, it's on video, if anyone wants to watch it on YouTube, so you can see and hear firsthand the interaction with the police. But I asked her, I said, did I commit a crime? And she kept saying, trespassing, this is a business, and the business does not want you here. But anyway, I just don't see it as a business. And I told her that. I said, this isn't McDonald's. This is a sanctuary.
Right.
And so I just think the lack of respect and reverence in such a holy place is appalling and scary. I mean, I don't think ever in the history of humanity have people treated, overall, you know, people try to treat churches with some dignity and respect.
Well, and not only that, we're talking to Deidre Hairston, who is the young lady who is pregnant with a one-year-old who was kicked out of her church in Dallas, Texas for not wearing a mask. Deidre, first of all, to my knowledge, and I'm not a lawyer, but I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University, and I do play lawyers on TV and radio. I'm a spokesman for several law firms over the last 20 years. But let me play kind of, amateur lawyer. To my knowledge, there is no law anywhere in America, anywhere. You can never arrest someone for not wearing a mask because it isn't a law. It might be a governor's edict, but it's not the law. Police should not ever be involved or try and make it like they can arrest you because they're lying, they're bluffing, and they cannot. There is no law against not wearing a mask. It's an edict. It's not a law. Two completely different things. They're asking you to wear a mask. They're not saying it's against the law if you don't. So you were 100% right. That's why the police are evasive whenever someone says, you know, you're not the first that this happened to. Not maybe in the church you are. I don't know. But in other settings, people have been dragged out by the police of a business for not wearing a mask. And they all say to the policeman, what law did I break? Can you cite the law? And no cop in America can cite a law because there is no law. So they're all bluffing. They could never have arrested you. So they make up another charge, trespassing. Ridiculous. But let me dig into this a little bit. I got to find out more about this. So were you the only one in the whole church in a service of 100 or more? Maybe there are 500 people. I don't know. Whatever there were you the only one sticking out like a sore thumb? You weren't wearing a mask and everybody else was?
I was sitting in the far, far back right corner. The most socially distanced, all the chairs are very much socially distanced. I don't even think they're within 15 feet of each other. They're in pairs. I was sitting alone in the back. My husband went outside with the baby for briefly because she was getting a little cantankerous. But, so I do believe the majority of people did have masks on. But again, I'm in the back, so I can't really see what other people are doing. And I'm newly pregnant. I was feeling nauseous and lightheaded. I originally had the mask on. I took the mask off due to feeling so lightheaded and nauseous.
Right.
And
I can't blame you.
And I was, like I said, I was socially distanced. So I think this all boils proves that this is not about health. If this was about health, well, what about, you know, my health? I truly was about to faint. I actually was remaining seated through almost all the mass because I was so lightheaded. They never once asked me, how are you, like, are you okay? Or, are you vaccinated? Or any single question regarding my health whatsoever. I was socially distanced. And so it was a political statement, I believe, from the pastor trying to make a point in front of the entire church.
And this is the pastor's father, Milton Ryan, right? I had that in the column. That is right, correct? Father,
yes.
Milton Ryan?
That is Father Milton Ryan, yes.
All right, so look, I have a bunch more questions. I'm not done yet. I'm like a detective.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm like a detective, and we're going to an ad break. We've got like a minute to go. We're going to an ad break. I want you to stay through the break. When we get back, I want to keep you on the other side. You got another few minutes for me?
Of course, yes.
Good, definitely. Good. I think my audience is loving this because it's you're clearly, Deidre, a nice lady. It's clear that your mother raised you nicely. I knew your parents were two wonderful people I met at the White House. They don't come any nicer than your parents, and they clearly did a great job because you're a very nice young lady. And how could anybody, I gather the priest must know you, how could you ever say that? Don't ever come back. Call the police on that young lady. You're clearly a nice person. What kind of a spiritual priest would do this? When we get back, I want to dig into a few more questions about this incident with Deidre Hairston. I know her parents. Who knew? When I wrote this, I had no idea. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by my book. My book is called Trump Rules. It was number one in 12 categories, business and political, at Amazon throughout most of November and December. And so it is a number one bestseller. Trump Rules is the winner's guide to business and personal success. It is not about politics. The quote on the cover, you're in the right place, opportunity is knocking, and Wayne Root will show you how to seize it. He knows how to be tenacious and relentless and how to win. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Very proud of that. The other quote, if you're a fan of my father, President Trump, this book is a must-read. Look at the rules that got him to the pinnacles of business and politics, Trump style, and that's Donald Trump Jr. So the Trump family clearly likes the book, Trump Rules. I'm very proud of that fact. It's the top 10 rules of President Trump that made him a winner in business and politics and branding and celebrity and television and everything else in his amazing life, and I'm proud to say that he's a fan of my book, and I'm a fan of his. Trump Rules. Find it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We're back with our guest, Deirdre Hairston, a 28-year-old pregnant mother with a 1-year-old who was escorted by police out of Mass at Dallas' Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Deirdre, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, first of all, I assume this priest, Father Milton Ryan, knows you, right?
Well, I've definitely attended Mass there quite a few times, but I don't know if he would completely recognize my face or know my name, to be totally honest. But
okay, well, how did he see you? All the way in the back corner, way in the back? There's many people there, and you're way in the back. How did he even notice you? Isn't that weird?
So he was actually not celebrating the Mass. He is the head pastor at this parish, but that particular Mass time, his assistant priest was celebrating the Mass, and he was just, I guess, behind the scenes,
observing.
Going about
observing.
Yeah, business. Yeah,
he was sneaking behind the curtains, looking to arrest people.
Honestly,
my gosh! You know what you should have done? You should have said to the police, "I'm going straight to confession to confess I'm a bad girl. I didn't wear a mask." That's what you should have said. They'll never arrest you for going to confession, right? Oh my gosh! 10 Our Fathers and you're forgiven. You know, it should have been that, but I don't know. But let me ask you a few questions. First of all, what's been the aftermath? Has the priest or anyone at the church contacted you to apologize or say anything?
I have not heard from the priests, the ushers, not one word. If anything, I've heard that they've doubled down. I think they were very proud of what they did. They have police officers now swarming the church, ready to do it again.
Terrible.
And it's wild. I did hear from Bishop Burns. He did very briefly call to apologize. But I will say he doubled down also on his statement. And if anything, he gave the pastors more jurisdiction to do exactly what Father Milton did. And which I've never heard of in the history of the Catholic Church too much at all. Because what if that pastor decided to have perform a same-sex marriage? I mean, does the pastor have jurisdiction to do that? Where's the line? But the lack of clarity from our even state leaders, from our church leaders, is really disappointing. It shows such a lack of courage. They're trying to be political. They're trying to placate both sides. And it's wrong. As our leaders, they need to, it's their job to be clear.
Otherwise, I'm surprised.
They're promoting situations like this.
I'm surprised, Deirdre, you have not heard from Governor Abbott or from the Lieutenant Governor. I forget his name now, but I know Lieutenant Governor of Texas. Dan Patrick, he seems like an even better conservative by far than Governor Abbott. He seems like the type that gets involved in things like this. The Attorney General's another guy in Texas I've seen get involved in very controversial issues, always seems to come down on the conservative side and on the freedom side. So I'm surprised one of the leading politicians, GOP politicians in Texas, have not contacted you or made a statement about this to the media. Nothing you know of?
No, not one word. And to be honest, I almost blame them and our governor, because had they never had the lockdown to begin with, this
right.
wouldn't have been an issue. They should have never had the lockdown. You know, I really think whenever government gets involved, things get worse. And I think I really believe in the individual to make clear, wise decisions for themselves, whether it's health or anything else in their life. And so for the government to have even had the shutdown, that started all of the situation. Churches were shut down. I mean, this has been going on for over a year now.
So do you assume you're actually banned forever from this church? You know, I just got banned from Twitter for life. So I'm wondering, are you banned from Holy Trinity forever? Or is this not a permanent thing? It's maybe you figure it'll all blow over in a few months? Or what's your thinking about going back to that church?
No, I think I'm banned. The police officer told me I'm never allowed back on the property again, or I will be arrested for trespassing.
That's sick. I mean, that's really sick.
It's sick. And that's my local parish. That is the parish assigned to where I live and my address. And to think that I wasn't able to attend for Easter or any mass during Holy Week is just egregious. And it's just really, this has gone way too far, and people need to wake up to how far.
Yes, they do. You see what I said in my column. I think everyone in America, not in Dallas, in all of America, should call their diocese and let them know, let the leaders of the Catholic Church know,
yes,
that we're not going to put any money in the collection plate until this stops. That's the only way to win with a corporation, a sports league like Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, or even a church. It's all about money. It's the power of the purse. And as long as conservatives keep giving them money while they treat us like garbage and disrespect us, they're going to keep doing it. So we've got to make a case here. We've got to make a point. Deirdre, you are a wonderful guest, and I appreciate all you do. Good luck, and God bless with your new baby on the way. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
35.